I think the next major thing is trying to get our worship services streamed, because I'm not sure how that's going to be done, but I'm hoping that with Vince's help, one of my brothers in the Lord, that we can get that done, and hopefully by the time for our anniversary, Pastor Ford would like to have that done. And if it happens, it's definitely by the grace of God. So I just want to test this out, see what this is going to look like, and prayerfully that it will come together by that time. I'm not going to kill myself to try to get it done at that time. If it happens, I praise God. And I'm just really trusting in Him on His timing, other than however else is going to happen. But I do want to move forward in that. Still a single young man, mid-40s, focus on the Lord. But it's definitely hard, especially when I think I know where the Lord's leading me, but I don't have the courage to move forward in that. Had an opportunity today and it still didn't happen. By God's grace, this other person has not moved on and still has a single focus also. I guess that's what I appreciate about this person, is that this person is someone that's totally devoted to the Lord. But as far as a relationship is concerned, she doesn't even know I'm alive. It's strange, but I need the Lord's strength to battle my uncertainty. And just be honest, my fear. I don't know why I have such a fear, because if she says no, I just move on. But it's just so hard to get up the courage and the guts to say what I want to say. It's kind of crazy. I know it's very crazy. As much scripture as I know, as much as I know about God, that He would not, that this fear is not from Him. I know that. But when the time comes, it just doesn't happen. So, I still love life. I still move on. I still praise the God that loved me so that I can have a relationship with Him forever. And I pray that He continues to guide me. I am of belief that in His timing, that He will see me to where He wants me to go. I just need to stay focused on Him, keep loving on Him, appreciating what He's done for me, and serving Him full strength. But my prayer is that I get up the courage just to at least have the conversation, to say what's on my heart, what's on my mind, and then that God's will be done. It's amazing. And you see people that are doing things, it's like, oh no, that's not what you're supposed to do. But when it's like yourself, it's kind of like, wow, it is so hard to live a life that's pleasing toward Him. It's so very hard. Certain areas, several areas of my life that I do the same thing over and over again. But God loves me so much. It's amazing. So I think other than that, there's nothing else too much going on. I'm so thankful for my parents and times that I was sick that took care of me, to lock me in and making sure I didn't get out, even though I was going very much stir crazy. Didn't let anybody know, but I just so wanted to get out of the house, anyone's house. I love being out. Thank you for family that loves me, is concerned. Thank you for a church family that cares about me. It shows me so much love. It shows me your love. So I think I can sign off from here and say that's about it for now. And try to get back on a regular schedule of recording these a little bit more for each day. Till next time, I'm just a follower of Christ that loves Him and wants to show how much He is wonderful. Stay focused on the Lord. Stay focused on the God that loves you so much that He died that you can have a relationship with Him. His name is Jesus. He is the God-man. It is through Him, who is Messiah, that we can have that relationship just if we believe. It's phenomenal. It's amazing. But that's all it takes. For those that are listening that don't realize that, I do hope that you come to realize that God is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. And that through Him, you can have a relationship with Him forever. Till next time, grace and peace.